Wednesday, the 28th of August. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is the feast day of St. Augustine. Yesterday was his mom's feast day, St. Monica. And St. Augustine is quite interesting because he is one, of course, of our North African saints. He's one of the great thinkers and writers of the church, and he comes from North Africa. And we're going to talk about him some more later in the year. Today, however, I thought we would read one of the passages from the Gospel of Mark. Because remember, this year we kind of are reading Mark's Gospel and we're also listening to some of John's Gospel. But I thought I'd take us back to Mark because Mark has got some very nice stories in it and some of them are fun to pray with. So let's have a listen to the story and then see where we go with it. So this story comes from Mark chapter 4, verses 35-41. With the coming of evening that same day, Jesus said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him just as he was in the boat. And there were other boats with him. Then it began to blow a gale, and the waves were breaking into the boat so that it was almost swamped and sank. But Jesus was in the stern, that's the front of the boat, and his head was on the cushion fast asleep. They woke him and said to him, "Lord, do you not care? We are going down." Then he woke up and he rebuked the wind and he said to the sea, "Quiet now, be calm." And the wind dropped and all was calm again. Then he said to them, "Why are you so frightened? How is it that you have no faith?" They were filled with awe and they said to one another, "Who can this be? Even the wind and the sea obey him." So, I want us to imagine the scene. Close your eyes now. Imagine the disciples and Jesus getting into a boat. And they push out into the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus is obviously very tired. And he lies down and he goes to sleep with his head on a pillow. Maybe you can imagine him curled up at one part of the boat in the stern. And at first things are okay, but then the wind starts to blow more roughly and the waves start to grow higher, and suddenly the waves are very high and the poor boat is being tossed up and down. Can you imagine what it felt like to be in a boat that was going up and down? And a boat's not very big, it's quite small. And everything is moving and the wind is howling. And the disciples are frightened. And the waves are crashing over the sides of the boat and everything is getting wet and everyone is cold and wet and frightened and worried. Can you imagine what that was like? And Jesus is just sleeping. Then imagine the disciples looking at him and shaking him awake and crying to him, saying, "Lord, don't you care? We are going to drown." And Jesus wakes up, and is Jesus frightened? No. Jesus speaks to the wind and to the sea. And what does he say? Listen to his words. He says, "Quiet now, be calm." And at once the wind dropped and all was calm again. Well, then imagine the disciples' feelings. Where before everything had been frightening and uncomfortable and scary, and suddenly everything is calm and still and quiet. And Jesus says to them, "Why were you so frightened? Have faith." And they look at him and they are quite in awe, we are told. That means they think he's quite something. And they said to one another, "Who can he be? Even the wind and the sea obey him." Well, we know who he is, don't we? We know he is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I want you to just hold on to those two words that Jesus says to the sea and to the wind. Quiet now, be calm. I know that some of us can have moments where our lives feel like the wind is howling and the waves are rocking us and things are stressful. Maybe we're worried about school. Maybe we're worried about what's going on with our friends. Maybe you're worried about what's happening at home, but things can get very stressful if you're small. Maybe things are happening that you can't control, like your parents fighting or something else terrible. And I want you to imagine that Jesus comes to you too. And he says to you, quiet now, be calm. Shh. Take a deep breath in. Breathe out. And then hear Jesus say those words again. Quiet now, be calm. And imagine your own emotions just settling down. Just like the wind and the sea did. This is my prayer for you. That whenever you feel overwhelmed by fear or anxiety, worry, being stressed, being angry, being sad, that you might feel Jesus' hand on your shoulder. You might hear him whisper in your ear, quiet now, be calm. Amen.